Welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this segment, I want to take a look at Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash, you can find from Wikipedia, is a cryptocurrency that is a fork of Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash is a spinoff for altcoin that was created in 2017. In 2018, Bitcoin Cash split into two cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin SV. Now, Bitcoin Cash is sometimes also referred to as Bcash. It says the history, it says the need to accommodate an increasing count of transactions per second contributed to a push by some in the community to create a hard fork to increase the block size limit. This push came to a head in July of 2017 when some members of the Bitcoin community, including Roger Ver, felt that adopting BIP91 without increasing the block size limit favored people who wanted to treat Bitcoin as a digital investment rather than as a transactional currency. Bitcoin supporters compared to Bitcoin Cash supporters rather, compared to Bitcoin, were more committed to a medium of exchange function. This push by some to increase the block size met a resistance. Since its inception up to July 2017, Bitcoin users had maintained a common set of rules for the cryptocurrency. Eventually, a group of Bitcoin activists, investors, developers, and largely based China-based miners were unhappy with Bitcoin's proposed SegWit improvement plans meant to increase capacity and pushed forward alternative plans for a split, which created Bitcoin Cash. SegWit controversially would later enable second-layer solutions on Bitcoin, such as the Lightning Network. And this controversy led to the split that created Bitcoin Cash. The proposed split included a plan to increase the number of transactions this ledger can process by increasing the block size limit to 8 megabytes. In June 2017, hardware manufacturer Bitmain described the would-be hard fork with the increased block size as a contingency plan should the Bitcoin community decide to fork implementing SegWit. The first implementation of the software was proposed under the name Bitcoin ABC at a conference that month in July of 2017. This change, called a fork, took effect on August 1st, 2017, and as a result, the Bitcoin ledger, called the blockchain, and the cryptocurrency split in two. Now, we can go on down here and see that the controversies did surround this. It says in 2017, there were two factions of Bitcoin supporters, those that supported the large blocks and those who preferred the small blocks. The Bitcoin Cash favors the use of its currency as a medium of exchange for commerce, while the Bitcoin supporting faction view Bitcoin's primary use as that of a store of value. So basically, you have two views of what Bitcoin was meant to be here. Was it just meant to be a source of digital gold? Something that you purchase and then that you hope that it keeps up with inflation, that somehow the value of the Bitcoin goes up the longer you hold it, and then at some point in the future maybe you're able to redeem this as it's basically a retirement account. That's one view. The other view is that this stuff is just so convenient as a form of cash that we can use it to buy and sell things on the internet without the bank transaction fees, without all the regulation of the banking community and whatnot. And so people with the Bitcoin Cash proponents were really looking at the utility of Bitcoin in our everyday life. Both of them, from what I can tell, have very valid points. Now, it says trading and usage. Bitcoin Cash traders on digital currency exchanges, including Bitstamp, Coinbase, Gemini, Kraken, Bitfinex, Shapeshift, using the Bitcoin Cash name and the BCH ticker symbol for the cryptocurrency on March 26, 2018, removed all Bitcoin Cash trading pairs except for the BCH BTC and the BCH Ether and BCH USDT due to inadequate liquidity. So in other words, they're not trading Bitcoin Cash at the level that Bitcoin is trading. I have to tell you though, Bitcoin Cash is still pretty simple to buy. You can buy it on Coinbase and all the major exchanges, but you're not going to find Bitcoin being used as that mother currency the way that you are Bitcoin. And all your exchanges, they're all paired. Bitcoin basically pairs with all other cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin Cash is not being used and it as extensively as Bitcoin is. It says by November 2017, the value of Bitcoin Cash, which had been as high as $900, had fallen to around $300, much of that due to people who had originally held Bitcoin selling off the Bitcoin Cash they received at the hard fork. On December 20th, 2017, it reached an intraday high of $4,355.62 and then fell 86% to $519.12 on August 23rd of 2018. Now, the last I checked that day, I think that Bitcoin Cash was around 770. So we can still see that it's way off of its once lowest. Bitcoin, on the other hand, trading at around 48,000 a day, it's at all-time highs. As of August 2018, Bitcoin Cash payments are supported by payment service providers such as BitPay, Coinify, and GoCoin. So Bitcoin Cash is a big coin. It's a powerful coin, from what I can tell. It's traded on all the major exchanges, but it's not at the level of Bitcoin as far as being used to buy and sell other cryptocurrencies. Now, it says difficulty adjustment algorithm. Both Bitcoin as well as Bitcoin Cash use a proof-of-work algorithm to timestamp every new block. The proof-of-work algorithm used is the same in both cases. It can be described as partial inversion of a hash function. Additionally, both Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash target a new block to be generated every 10 minutes on average. The time needed to calculate a new block is influenced by a parameter called the mining difficulty. If the total amount of mining power increases, an increase of the mining difficulty can keep the block time roughly constant. Vice versa, if the mining power decreases, a decrease of the mining difficulty can keep the block time roughly constant. To keep the block generation time equal to 10 minutes on average, both Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash use an algorithm adjusting the mining difficulty parameter. So you see, both of these coins work in much the same way. Now it says here in 2018, there was another split between Bitcoin Cash and what came to be known as Bitcoin SV. We can get into that later, but what I wanted to bring out in this episode was the fact that there is a cryptocurrency called Bitcoin Cash. It is from a hard fork of Bitcoin. If you're interested in Bitcoin Cash, Roger Ver does a lot of promoting of this. I personally can say that I have used it. I found it functional, easy to use, easy to purchase on Coinbase, just like a lot of coins on there. And did seem like it had a pretty quick time as far as transferring the funds goes. And that's what Bitcoin Cash is meant to do. It's meant to be something you can buy a cup of coffee with. Whereas a lot of people see Bitcoin as a way to buy digital gold. And they're buying it and they're saving it. Whereas with Bitcoin Cash, they're buying it and they're using it. That's it for today. That's your cryptocurrency news, not financial advice.